Hello, Bruce.
Hey, what's your name? Leland.
So for the audience here, Bruce and I actually go way back. Welcome everybody to the Mosaic, another Mosaic podcast. This is part of the BKE series. Bruce, why don't you tell us what BKE means?
It's a joke. BKE means Bruce Knows Everything, and it's a play on because I'm always asked for advice, and so somebody named Ken came up with this idea to call it Bruce Knows Everything, and so that's why it's the BKE series.
Hey, I like it. It's got a ring to it. So for the sake of continuity,
okay,
the BKE series, there's been quite a few episodes.
Yeah.
And as part of the BKE series, you cover a very wide range of topics, as implied in the series name. And also as part of the Mosaic Lab podcast, this is a portion of it. Sometimes this podcast is done in Chinese.
Yep.
Sometimes it's done in Chinglish, half yep. English, half Chinese. But I think for the sake of audience for this particular podcast, in this particular series, let's just do it in all in English. Okay.
可以，没问题.
Yeah. It's party foul. All right. So let's before we go right dive into it, let's why don't we let the audience in on how do we know each other?
You married a friend of mine, a classmate of mine.
Yep.
So we allowed you to come into our circle of life.
Yes.
Through her. Without her, you would still not be.
Yes, that is very true. I've been taken in by the mafia.
Yes.
Under its wing.
Yes.
And if I do anything bad, I would disappear. Would never ever be heard from again.
Yeah, she'd pay us.
All right. Okay. So let's dive it right into it then. Okay. As part of the reason why I'm even here talking to you is because there's a lot of confusion out there. Different people use different terms for different meanings.
For
in general, the AR, VR, MR, just a lot of jargons, right?
Yep.
And I can do this podcast very easily because I'm going to ask you a lot of stupid questions. That comes very naturally to me. So
let's go.
I don't even have to prep for this. All right, so let's start with the. So let's cover some of this, what some of these words mean.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna go talk, and then we're gonna talk about metaverse.
Yes.
And then we're gonna talk about multiverse.
Uh huh.
And then we're gonna talk about the timeline for these different yep. technologies and okay. realms, and what are some of the business opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with AR.
So AR, all everything you talked about is under the title of immersive technology. So that whole field is called immersive tech. So anything about that I'm going to involve you in, so AR, your life, so AR, augmented reality, or virtual reality, or now we talk about mixed reality, and then now the metaverse and all, those are all under the same term of immersive. So actually, let's start with VR first, because that's okay. the quickest to get through.
Okay.
VR is very simple. You're in a total immersed world. So it's fairly simple that you put on the VR headset and you're totally in that world. And your sound, everything is controlled by that world. So you're 100% immersed. But the problem with that is you can't walk the street. So you start walking the street, then you need something else. So there are, for example, on the new version, there are cameras in the front. So there are cameras in these so that you could walk the street, but you would still have a camera projected into your eye instead of having the VR in your eye. So you're not really walking. So it's not, you're sort of in a world, but it's a great world. And we'll talk about that world. Now, when it comes to AR, there's a lot of different types of AR. And that's what I want to get through today is the different types of AR. So the first type of AR is on your mobile phone. It's a display on your phone. So we talk about things like, eye staging or IKEA. So you can take your phone and you basically have an object and you place it, and the display is there's an object on your phone and you're projecting it into your world. Okay, so that's one kind of AR. The second kind of display AR is like Pokemon Go, or Coca-Cola had an ad where you shoot an object and an advertisement comes out, or you chase. So you will see a Pokemon running around in your screen. So that is, you're seeing something in the world out there. So those two are very similar. Another kind that people misconstrue for being holographic is actually AR. So holographic displays are actually augmented reality also. And that is basically, there's a little bitty projector at the top or bottom and it projects onto a film. The film actually has cuts in it, and when the light hits it, it reflects into your eye. And so you get to see that as you think it's holographic because you can see through it. Mm-hmm. So you can see the screen behind you or the information behind you. So that's what augmented reality is I see something part of my current world. Now, another kind of AR is see-through glass. That's your Tom Cruise, what was that?
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
And, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so in the Minority Report, he had AR screens. He was moving things around, but he could see through that screen. So that's another way, and that again is a little bitty video projector that projects onto the screen. The one we all kind of know about is, here's the original one.
This Google Glass.
Unfortunately, it's broken to non-recoverable, but this is the original Google Glass. And this one was my love of my life for many, many years. I would walk around and there would be something projected on my screen. So that's the third and kind that we all think about today. Now, the next thing we're gonna get into is the different kinds of projectors and screens that are out there. So I wanna talk about the kind of three kinds. So these are all called liquid crystal on plasma. Oh, sorry, on silicon. Liquid crystal on silicon. That's a battery. So, all right. So Google Glass, unfortunately, we'll try to get a picture of this, but there's a prism in here. There's an L. Mm-hmm. So there's a projector that projects the light through here, hits this, and then it shines into my eye.
Okay.
Okay, so there's an L prism in there, and that basically will project over here and then it'll shine into my eye.
And that's just visual light, it's not laser.
It is a kind of laser light.
Okay.
And that's the different kinds now. Now we have OLED and we have different kinds of spinning mirrors and all, different kinds of way. This one was very simple. It would just send in three color camera. So the video projector, so there's a video projector in here. And that video projector projects in three colors.
Okay.
Now this one is from a company called Vuzix.
Yeah.
This is the Blade 2. And this one's very cool because these are called monocle. These are all monocles, they're single eye. So this one also has a projector and you can barely see on here, but there's a film in the middle of the eye.
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Yeah, so there's a film in the eye and the projector hits that film. And then it shows it to you. Now, another way that some people are doing it, then the Epson is done using what we call birdbath approach. This is the Epson 300. This is called a micro LED. This is two eyes. Now,
and that's a big difference, right, between monocle and
so the, yeah. So monocle, you can't really do 3D.
Okay.
Right, the eye is not that. You can see objects that look like they're 3D, but they're actually not, you don't get that feel of it being 3D. The advantage of two eyes is I can confuse your eyes and I can put an object out there in true 3D. So the difference is in dual eye, in the two eye, you can project an object out here. And when you do that, that kind of gives you this feel. Now, the problem is, in order for you to see stuff, you then need some kind of camera or some kind of haptics so that you can manipulate that. So
and just to be clear, that camera is not necessary in a monocle.
So the camera is not necessary in monocle, but in monocle you can still do hand gestures.
Okay.
But you won't do object gestures.
Okay.
You can still, for example, I could use this to point at something.
Okay.
Right? And the camera could see where I'm pointing. But it wouldn't actually grab an object. So the number one use case for this product and for the Google Glass product was in the world of tech support. So these would be, I would project something onto a, and Boeing uses it, for example. So a Boeing engineer would look, go on the airplane, he would see a little QR code that would register and say, ah, oh, that battery has been here for 2 years and it needs to be replaced now. The part number is so-and-so. He could then, because there's internet on here, he could just basically say, hey boss, please send over this battery replacement, send it to the airplane, and he's done. So it's the, and then if he gets in trouble, he can turn the video on and the boss can actually, his manager or supervisor can see the video.
Okay.
All right. So he sees what I see and I see what he sees. So that's sort of the advantage, and that's what these are designed for. Now, this has moved into medical. So a lot of people using two-dimensional or the single monocle can see the patient's information. I could see an overlay of the patient's leg. For example, in knee surgery, where this has been approved. So in knee surgery, I can see the outline, I can see where all the components are. The software could scale it to your knee. Since we both have knee problems, it's a very...
It's a common old man problem.
Very common old man problem. So it's something we really care about. So the doctor could see how my knee, where my knee is and all the problems. So that's kind of where these have gone. The dual lens is really going into is really being able to project now an object onto the 3D version of what we just saw. Mm-hmm. So this would have been a 2D version. Instead, I can now, with two eyes, I can do a 3D version. Now, the number one use of these, by the way, have been in the 2D world is in messaging. So when I described that Boeing engineer, he's actually in a 2D world, he's getting messages. And in this world, I can now get a 3D world and I can start to see things in 3D. So then we go into, so this is called micro-LED this is a micro-LED version of a projector. Now these projectors are called waveguide light guides. And that's how you project through a little pipe. The last two are liquid crystal on silicon with a waveguide, and that's HoloLens. So Microsoft's HoloLens or Magic Leap, the big boys, all these guys use, very expensive. The problem is it's very bright, but the manufacturing is very, very tough. So they've kind of, it's been a little bit of trouble to do. Then the last one, of course, was the first one we talked about, which is projection with a film. Mm-hmm. All right, so those are all different ways. The way the way Microsoft's HoloLens does is they project the video into your eye instead of onto a little screen. Mm. So there's four or five different kinds. So the dual eye.
No, so let me interrupt you a little bit. So is there any concern with actually projecting the video into your eye as opposed to onto a film?
No, it's all about quality and brightness. Mm-hmm. So projecting into your eye should get a brighter, with using less power, I should get better results. Less power is savings on your batteries. So projecting like into the eye is okay, because you're already getting things projected, the sunlight, the view, everything.
Okay.
So people like UMI or Horse, which is part of Horse Eye, they actually have a product that is dual eye. It also projects into your eye. So it gives you that, when you project it into my eye, you can confuse the eye by giving it into a, looking like it's a 3D objects are out there. And with 3D objects, now we can do a lot. Now we can do like placing where a piece of material would go into a manufacturing. You can do locating things or surgery. You can do, you know, replacing products. Shopping. So you're going to see, for example, one of the big uses of the 2D world, which will be coming into the 3D world also, is in shopping. So I can walk down, I can see the tag of my blue jeans. Immediately it tells me what it is on Momo or, mm-hmm. or Amazon. It will tell me the cost of that. So I can do quite a bit of shopping. I could just maybe part of the store's app, that they would give me that sort of app, and as I'm reading things and I like that, it would then record into my life.
So does 2D The difference between 2D and 3D is a depth perception?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and there's different kinds of, there's projected depth perception, and there's depth perception where you can actually try to manipulate it. So one, a single eye can get an object that looks like it's 3D, and they can, using software, they spin it around, but you don't really get that field of depth. When you have both eyes, then you get, it takes two eyes to get that field of depth. And then you can actually feel that.
Right. And so something like a heads-up display in airplanes for fighter jets, that's 2D, right? Mm-hmm. And that's been around for a very long time. And the difference between 2D and 3D with depth perception is then you can actually now do surgery.
Yes.
Or mechanical repairs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And 2D is not bad. I mean, there are a lot of products out there and there's a lot of use. So there is another kind of AR, and that is filters on the phone. Snapchat or Perfect Corpse makeup, you can make up. Those are AR filters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the most common one that I think everybody knows. So,
yeah,
I think everybody knows that one. But
it's still... I mean, I think that's the common one everybody knows about, but it's still very, at least to me, and maybe I'm showing my age, but it just feels to me it's very gimmicky and very game-ish, toyish. It's just not for real life.
So there are some new filters I'm privileged to see. For example, I have my new beard. There's actually new software that removes my beard.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It's pretty close to my original me.
Okay.
There's an interesting use case for that, by the way. So when the AR removes my beard, then my face recognition is higher than with my beard, because with my beard, it doesn't know where the cheekbones are. And so most 2D face recognition software fails. So if, for example, they put the filter on first and then ran it through the face recognition solution, that might be actually a better choice.
So, okay.
So that's kind of a real use case. Is it gimmicky? Well, I think Snapchat is, but Snapchat's pretty good. I mean, you can still see the value to that.
Yeah.
And the question now comes when we talk about the metaverse, how all those filters.
Well, before we go to metaverse, I think there's still a couple of terms we need to cover. Okay. What's MR? How would you define MR? How would you define XR?
Okay. So XR first. XR is immersive. So everything is under XR. Now, but what is MR?
What you meant is all-inclusive, not immersive.
All-inclusive. Yeah, okay. All-inclusive. So immersive technology and XR are very similar. Immersive just includes more, a wider field. XR is, so MR is the new version of AR. So MR is the ability to move in AR. So your filter was on your phone. But if I want to walk the streets, for example, there's a company in UK called Bipler that allows you to walk around and get directions. It allows you to see a building. Google also has this. You can see a building, it tells you what the building is. In the future, it'll tell you where all the stores that are in it. So I might ask my new glasses, hey Google, where's the nearest Coca-Cola store? And it will come up and I'll look around and it'll show me all little Coke symbols. Coca-Cola has a database of all of its resellers in the world. So I could, using these glasses, basically just see out there. So now I'm actually moving. So MR has the ability to go to AR moving.
So AR in motion.
AR in motion plus. It has the concept of moving into VR. So AR plus VR plus motion is your MR. So sometimes...
Wait, say that again.
So AR plus VR plus movement is MR.
Okay. That sounds like a new Einstein equation.
Thank you. We'll call it the Leland equation. The difference here is I'm giving you because the future is all about moving. And when you move in AR, so for example, with some of these apps, instead of seeing Pepsi app, every time I see a Pepsi app or advertisement, Coca-Cola could overwrite that with a Coke ad. So they could have a camera and algorithm running that every time I see Pepsi, it immediately flashes to, and I see Coke.
Mm-hmm. That's so, very good.
So
good.
I would never see after a while, I'd be going like, is Pepsi out of business? Because I would never see, every time I saw a Pepsi can, it would show me Coke can. Yeah, so that's kind of what that is. And sometimes I need to go into pure VR. So some of the new glasses will have the ability to turn black. So the AR, I'm allowed to see my world. But in VR, I'm blocked from my world. And sometimes when we want to get people fully immersed, we might convert them into that. For example, I'm in a store and I want to know what I look like wearing those clothes. So the glasses might turn into VR and it would see me in a dining environment or out on the beach.
Okay. That's very cool. Right?
So now I'm seeing me wearing those new jeans or new bathing suit, my new bikini on the beach.
In context.
Right. So contextual, yeah. So that is kind of where so now I wanted you as an advertiser, I came in to try on clothes at the Gap, I would suddenly see myself wearing those in that kind of an environment that I'm used to. Or I might immediately project me to a meeting or something. So that's kind of how that MR is going to work. Now, that moves us to the next term.
Metaverse.
So a metaverse is what we just talked about. It's that ability to be in a world where I'm partly in AR, I'm sometimes in VR, but the metaverse means it's not just me anymore. So when I talk about MR, it's me. Mm. Now, when I talk about a metaverse, I'm talking about a world, my social world. So it could be work, it could be social media, it can be everything. Now, everybody's been talking because Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook wants to move from a social media company to a metaverse company. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been wanting to know what that means for a long time.
It's really simple. Basically, what he's saying is, I want you to take to multi-user MR. I want you to be able to, instead of seeing as I walk, I wouldn't see Google stuff. I would see Facebook stuff, or I would see Facebook ads. So as I'm walking, I'm seeing my friends. I'm seeing who works where. I'm seeing who's available for chatting. I can see things now. It's not just simple. So right now you have to have, your phone is here.
Yeah.
But with this, with the dual eye, my phone is here. Mm-hmm. So now if I'm in the metaverse, I can see, hey, your wife's messaging me, say, ask Leland. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You can see my world.
I can see, I'm seeing a world.
Yeah.
And now you're in my world, or I can have you not in my world, and I can have other people in my world.
Okay.
And then now I'm, so I could actually have in this corner of the room, your wife Serena sitting here, and she's whispering questions to me and saying, tell Leland to do this, do that. Okay. And so I could actually be in the social world. So my Facebook or my Twitter and all that would be here. Today, we have part of that. I have Facebook, I have Twitter here in my music classes in 2D.
Right.
Now, but when I get into the metaverse world, I need to see things in 3D. The problem today in the metaverse world that Zuckerberg has announced and shown, the avatars, the you and an avatar, sorry, the word is sucks. Mm-hmm. It's a cartoon.
Yes, right. That's exactly the word I have in my head.
It's a cartoon. Now, I already have myself in full 3D high resolution avatar. And
I've seen those.
You've seen me.
I've seen your avatars. Yeah.
So my avatar can dance. My avatar can do a lot of things.
I'm not saying the dancing is good. I'm just saying the avatar is very good.
The dancing is really good because
the rendering is very, very good.
Yes. Yeah, the software is very good. That's thanks to Adobe. But that software, by the way, that image of me was taken with a $80,000 camera set. Now, on the current release of the iPhone 10, 11, and 12, they have what is called a VCSEL camera in it, a 3D light projection camera, similar to one that took mine. And with the new iPhone, you can scan yourself and get your own avatar. And you can make your avatar dance and do all this thing. So Whereas today, the Facebook version and also the metaverse that Vive has, HTC Vive also has a metaverse. They've been using it for a while. That is also very low res 2D. All right, to get to where we want, first of all, because my avatar is pretty heavy, I would need to send you my avatar first and only have it do the your software would do my speaking. So as I speak, just the mouth movements would be on that avatar. Mm-hmm. If you saw the demo where Zuckerberg was doing with NBC, he was moving around and looking at the reporter. And that gives you that great feeling like you're in the same room,
right,
as he was kind of looking around at her. And that's sort of where the future is at. So in the future, our podcasts will be me sitting at home in my underwear. And you'll see me in whatever clothes I want you to see me in. And you'd be at home in your shorts and having your own glass of wine. And we'd have this conversation that way.
And I can layer whatever clothing on.
Yes. Right? you could decide what clothing I wear. Yes. All right. So that's a privacy issue. So there's a lot going on in that. So that's kind of where the metaverse is going. Now, we talk about multiverse. So a multiverse is a subset of a metaverse. So, and that's sort of my world. The metaverse is, the next word for metaverse is universe, but the universe is what we have today, mm-hmm. The real world. All right, that's the real world. Now, when we talk about my real world and augmented reality or immersive, we're talking about the metaverse. And multiverse can be, I have different multiverses. So I might have one for my high school friends, I'm one for my work friends. All right, so I might have my own worlds.
Is that like the variant on different timelines?
It could be. No, it could be, for example, you and I would always be talking in our 20-year-old bodies. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I can live with that.
Yeah. When I see you, it would be my 20-year-old body and your 20-year-old body. Now, when at work, I would see maybe my current self. So I could, in my each of my verses, I could have different me's. Okay? So, you know, if I'm meeting a bunch of startups, I'm going to have my big beard and I'm going to look like I'm an old wise man. When I'm meeting you, or it's going to be young guys, right? All right, so, and by the way, I know you're going to have your shirt off because I know you're going to want to show me your
my 20-year-old body.
Your 20-year-old six-pack. I know you're going to want to show me that. So that's the world we're going to be living in. So I'm going to have different worlds. Just like today, we have different circles of friends. So each circle of friend, I'm going to have a different identity. Mm-hmm. And then, so like on the master ones, like Facebook is a master sort of identity world, I would have a version of me that you're going to see. And it's really going to be kind of who am I want to be today and what world am I now?
But, you know, the way you described it, you had said earlier, the multiverse can be thought of as a subset of metaverse, right?
Yeah.
But the way you just described it almost sounds to me like there could be multiple metaverses.
Yes.
But so that's no longer a subset, or is it?
Well, it is. I have multiple metaverses, but my metaverse is all of me.
Okay.
So that's all of my verses.
Okay.
And I guess you could say my universe and my metaverse, my universe includes my metaverse, or my metaverse includes my universe. But it's sort of all of that. But I can make things, for example, if I want to.
I keep thinking about Loki and Varian and timelines.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is you could go back. We could actually be, because if we go into a VR metaverse instead of an AR metaverse, we could be talking on the beach, Redondo Beach, or what is it? We could be on the beach talking. Mm-hmm. Now, my dream, and this is a dream I've had for 20 plus years, and I wrote about this over 20 years ago, where I would be sitting on the beach in VR. I'd be sitting in an Italian cafe, my favorite thing to do, sitting in an Italian cafe, sipping espresso. You would be across from me sipping espresso. There would be, you know, Volker would be sitting with us sipping espresso. You would be in three different countries. You'd have your own espresso machine, but we would feel like we were all in the same world. Now, there's a couple of things that assumes. That assumes that I'm in a room that's heated, so that I get to feel. So we're talking now, when we talk about our metaverses, we're talking about immersive world, we're not just talking about headsets anymore. Well, now we're talking about rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Star Trek had the holodeck,
yes.
Right?
Right.
And holodeck made you feel. So the holodeck concept means I've got to have a room in my house or my office that has all of the environments in it, and it has everything I want, sort of. So it's kind of a green screen room. I'd be able to walk in it. So mm-hmm. having the treadmill that I could walk on, possibly jog in, and then, you know, bring a chair. I would sit down in the chair and we'd all be sipping coffee and we'd say, hey, listen, next week, why don't we meet in Barbados? We'd meet in Barbados. We'd walk the streets
right.
of Barbados. Probably not the greatest.
Let's go to Bali. That's taking the Zoom virtual background to the next level.
Yes.
Right.
So we would be in, let's go to Bali. It's better than Barbados. So we'd be walking the streets of Bali, the rice fields and all, and we would see. And then we'd go to the beach or to a cafe. We'd sit down. Now, the drinking, you'd have to have your own. So you'd have your own bottle of wine.
And we do that right now.
Yes.
We do that right now on Zoom calls.
Yes.
Right? Virtual happy hour.
Yes. Yeah. And that concept of virtual happy hour, virtual coffee time is really going to take off. Now, what's missing now is what you don't want to be in is sitting. So you do want that room that you can move in. And it's got to get hot. It's got to get cold. So there are people working on that technology of creating a room for your metaverse and your holodeck so that you can walk in it, you can feel cold in it.
Even now, smell.
You can smell. Smell is the last thing to come. So color is easy, we have RGB.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, we have frequency. Smell, we don't have values because there's too many smells. So someone will define common 10, maybe 100 common smells. And basically we already have the oil scents. So somebody might come up with one of you please come up with a RGB value for smell and maybe 4 or 5, and you'll see that combination and they'll spray into you. You could, if you want sea breeze. So there are some common ones, maybe they'll start. So smell is the last to come.
Okay.
So that is your metaverse, and that is the world you will be in now. Then your next question
is about timeline and how do we make money out of this?
So timeline, Mark Zuckerberg wants to be in 5 years. I see-
In 5 years for what?
That's exactly. In 5 years, I see the 3D world here. I see us possibly not in a true the multi-user or multi-friends metaverse in a cartoon avatar will be ending in 5 years. In 5 years, your true high-speed internet will be deployed and your better compression, your better compute power, NVIDIA's on my phone, NVIDIA's in my, my camera at home. So, high GPUs and stuff that are needed for this will be available. And then my internet. Now, in some countries, like we are here in Taiwan, we have the speed. So we will be earlier adopters to this technology. And of course, in 5 years, your LEO satellites will be here. So to set up the call, I need to download my environment to you. I need to download all those backgrounds that I project to you today.
But actually, LEO satellites will be here end of the year.
Yes, but to get everywhere.
Right.
To be ubiquitous of
and reliable.
And ubiquitous. Yeah. So the one thing that people don't understand is you're going to have to set up calls. Mm. So I need you to pre-send you my avatar. I need to pre-send you the background we agreed to. And that'll run on your computer locally. So that means you've got to have a computer that can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that needs to be here. And so the recycling of computers, of notebooks being powerful enough to do this, yes, in 5 years, we'll get to that. Will it be high quality? No. But again, you know, I consider where we are today, since you're a mobile guy, we are in the 2G world of where your life has been, right? Your life has gone through all the Gs.
Right.
Right.
Starting from analog before there was a 1G.
Before there was, yeah. So analog is kind of where we were with the Google Glass. Mm-hmm. People think Google Glass was a failure. Google Glass was a high success because it showed us where we could go.
Yeah, I've always thought of it as a success.
It was a highly successful because I saw the future when I used it. The one app that was on there, but it was taken off, was face recognition. And face recognition for us old guys is really important. I really, really want to go. I really want to go, oh, Leland.
Yes.
So how is your wife, Serena?
I need that. Yeah. And those, you know what the current version of that is right now? It was portrayed in Devil Wears Prada, right? The Anne Hathaway character whispers in her boss's ear, like, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. And she can pretend she knows everybody. Yeah.
So the President of the United States has one too. He has an embedded $800, actually $2,000-something earpiece.
Yeah.
That people
I need that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you need the person who knows them. And that AI is not there. You know, you don't have the person who remembers everybody.
Yeah.
So the AI would remember there, and it would remember our last conversation, and they would go like, so how was your last bike ride?
That's what Jarvis is for.
Yeah. and this is what's coming. When this comes, it makes my life easier, because humans have a big problem with short-term memory. For a lot of people like me, we're short-term memory people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We remember our heyday when we were...
Our long-term memory is fine.
But our short-term memory of who did I just meet yesterday? I can't remember. But so that is where we're going to be. Now, the business opportunity. Stop and think about all of that we just talked about. I need objects in there. I need some real objects. I need some fake objects. I need objects that are trackable. I need someone to build worlds for me. Sims, remember Sims? Mm-hmm. For example, one of the first sort of metaverses that is gonna come is Fortnite, the game. Mm-hmm. It's a video game where a lot of people are playing. And that's sort of a early version of a metaverse. And there's a lot of players in there. They don't use their own identity, but all of that's gonna change.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of the beginning. So we got stuff going right now. And so in 5 years, people who write apps, for example, we talked about smell, we talked about better vision. So, you know, we have friends over at UMI, and, you know, they're building some AR glasses with some new technology that's really going to allow us to feel things. Now, haptics, someone's got to build that. Someone's got to build that feel.
Define haptics.
Haptics is me recording my gestures, my voice, my head movement, my hand movements, so that it gives you a message. So when I say, hey, Google, how do you spell hepatitis? Right? Google can hear my voice and a response. That's a beginning. Now, I could instead use hand gestures.
So we have that right now with Amazon.
Right. And so the next step of that is hand gestures. So when I want to do something, I do my hand. So BMW, they had the hand gestures in the car. So now when I'm in AR, for example, if I'm in AR, my phone is in my pocket, how am I going to respond to your messages? All right. I can't go, if I'm on the subway, or if I'm on an airplane or something, I can't go, hey, Leland, yeah, I'll see you at 6, right? Because everybody's gonna hear me. So instead, I'm gonna go to hand gestures. I'm gonna go that, scroll down, 6. All right, so this is enter, this is scroll, this is that. And then I have common, I have this means no, this means, so I'm gonna have common gestures. Some people believe that there's gonna be a standard gesture. I believe that it's gonna be custom. Because I played around with a lot of different kinds of keyboards, and some of them, they require you to learn their virtual keyboards. Mm-hmm. It requires you to learn their way. So there's one that goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Then the middle is I, J, K, L. And I got to
remember. Wow, that's complicated.
It's too complicated. Yeah. And then they actually will project it on your hand. You can actually get projection on your hand. You can do like this. Just too complicated. But if I'm used to something, like I like to do A, C, D, I could create my own keyboard. So that I believe is coming. So haptics is, and it's not just that, it's objects that'll be coming. So a tennis racket, that's a kind of haptics. A sword, a knife, whatever, those are gonna be gone. But the business opportunity is great because now I'm gonna take all of my 2D apps that I have for shopping, for banking, for everything, and now I'm gonna have to turn them into 3D apps. So I'm going to be on the train, I'm gonna grab money in US dollars, I'm gonna convert it to euros. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna grab it, I'm gonna put it here, it's gonna say yes, and I'm gonna air sign one another startup. I'm gonna use a hand gesture of my signature. That's my signature, it's gonna then approve it, or I'm going to put my fingers up here, it's gonna read my fingerprint, or I'm gonna do a PIN number. A virtual PIN number.
Yeah.
So somehow, but I'm now doing everything. And because the new versions will be, so this, for example, the Epson, it's tethered to my phone, right? Bad news, it's tethered to my, good news is my phone is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Soon, I will have this Bluetooth to my phone.
Yeah.
Or Wi-Fi to my phone, or even what they call UWB, ultra wide bandwidth. Will be connected to my phone and I'll be able to send at a short distance, you know, a gigabit. Mm-hmm. So when I'm sending gigabit from here to here, all the processing is on my phone. So this is why I'm a big, big fan of the new Samsung Fold. Mm-hmm. The Flip is nice, but I like the Fold because what does that mean? I have this huge computer in my pocket. And when I need a big screen, I flip that open and I get a big screen to watch Netflix on and stuff and read, because we don't like to read in this kind. Yeah. I want to read here. All right. But if I'm going to listen to my books on tape or listen to emails, I can listen here. And I close that, put it in my pocket. And that's got, I mean, that computer's better than we went to the moon on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So I can have all of that in my pocket. In using ultra wide band or gigabit, 60 gigahertz technology to my glasses. Battery's a problem. So somebody needs to invent better batteries. Somebody needs to invent better lenses. Somebody needs to invent lighter headsets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All of that has to be. So there are different screens for different work use cases. So, you know, that's coming and that's the business model. And if you don't start thinking about it now, you don't think about your business moving from a 2D world to a 3D world, you will be stuck. Then as the mobile world came and took people and the photography world, digital photography came and took over, you will be left behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. So Bruce, you really do know everything.
No.
I learn a lot.
I don't know what you know. You know finance.
But just to take you down a peg a little bit.
Yes.
Bruce actually does not know biology. So Bruce made the mistake of telling my daughter, at the time she was 3 years old, we're looking at a swan and Bruce said, look, Dodo, which means little bean in Chinese. That's a white, look at that white duck. And I'm like, what? You're ruining my daughter. If she doesn't get into college, I'm going to blame it on you.
She needs glasses that would look at that and go, ah.
Ah, well, that would be very good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a swan.
Instant encyclopedia.
Yes. Instant. Sorry. I'm sorry. You said what?
Encyclopedia. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm dating myself.
Instant Wikipedia,
yeah,
you
I
meant.
I know.
You meant instant Wikipedia.
Okay, now we're even.
All right, man.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.